USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Things are getting back to normal at the busiest airport in America. That after a security scare at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport on this first weekend of heavy travel with the upcoming holiday. Officials say they've resumed normal operations after they were given an all clear after earlier a passenger's gun went off at a security checkpoint, and police are referring to it as an accidental discharge. And no one was injured, but the FAA did temporarily halt flights as a precaution. President Biden's $1.7 trillion spending bill is on its way to the U.S. Senate after finally passing the House. In a statement late Friday, the president called it another giant step forward. Just one Democrat voted against it. Republicans say it's a Democratic spending spree. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
They're just drawing the Powerball game for this Saturday night, and there's a ton of cash on the line. It's worth $255 million, and that puts the cash option at just over $148 million. Of course, walking away that money won't be easy. The odds of striking it rich are about 1 in 292 million. The acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse in his double homicide trial sparking protests and other demonstrations.
I'm here in solidarity and sadness and in anger to share with my people, because we already saw this coming. We knew this was coming.
And there were also some other demonstrations of relief and celebration at the verdicts, clearing Rittenhouse and the jury clearly believing that he was in fact firing in self-defense when he killed two men and wounded another. Forecasters urging travelers for this holiday week to pay attention to the forecasts as rain and wind will affect much of the nation. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The IRS says almost all of the money that it seized through its criminal investigation unit over the past fiscal year was in the form of cryptocurrency. The unit reporting that it's recovered $3.5 billion in crypto over the fiscal year, which equals about 93% of its overall seizures. And it comes as crypto has become the main form of payment in criminal-related cases from which that agency seizes money. The Postmaster General still has his job, but a couple of his closest associates are now leaving the Postal Board of Governors. Here's more from Wendy King.
President Biden has nominated Derek Kahn and Daniel Tangerlini to positions on the U.S. Postal Service's governing board. They'll replace two allies of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. The announcement comes after scrutiny of DeJoy, whose plans to cut costs at the Postal Service has led to slower mail delivery.
And Britney Spears is wearing the pants now, according to her fiancé, Sam Asghari. Asghari was at the House of Gucci premiere back on Thursday night, though according to an Instagram post by Britney Spears, he stole the show. Spears did not tag along with him. He told E! They aren't quite ready to make outside appearances as a couple just yet. It was just a few days ago that Spears got newfound freedom with the end of her 13-year conservatorship. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.